Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Hello again. Well, pilots and managements at Aer Lingus have been urged to resolve the ongoing pay dispute by several quarters, which is set to cause major disruption to thousands of travellers in the near future. 244 flights cancelled so far, 120 of those next Saturday alone, on top of 124 that have been cancelled due to a work to rule. The pilots themselves are operating the work to rule and calling the strike in pursuit of a 24% pay increase. And we are joined on the line now by Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Good afternoon to you, Claire Dunn. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Colm.
What's the latest you've heard about the cancellations?
Well, about an hour ago, we got through the list of cancelled flights so far for next Saturday. So all of the Spanish, Portuguese, all of the main holiday destinations, Croatia, they've all been cancelled for next Saturday. So really bad news for all of the families sitting around the country waiting to go on their holidays. As we know, next Saturday is a really, really busy day. It's the first day that after the school holidays start, the primary schools finish up, and all of those families are waiting to go away next Saturday. And unfortunately, they have very bad news today.
You had been reasonably optimistic that it wouldn't be these kind of peak destination flights that would be cancelled. This has now happened.
Yeah, because the Aer Lingus were able to really mitigate the effects of the work to rule for the previous 5 days when it was just the work to rule by cancelling about 20% of their schedule. They were able to concentrate and make sure that those flights operated and sort of concentrate on the routes that they had multiple flights or on the more business routes and try to salvage the holiday routes. That, however, now has been cancelled now for Saturday because it's an all-out strike on Saturday from 5 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock. So they had no option, I don't think, but to cancel all of those flights.
And it doesn't look like the Aer Lingus parent group, IAG, the partner airlines in that, will be able to step into the breach and provide relief to them.
It doesn't look like that at the moment. I know Aer Lingus are working very hard on it at the moment, trying to get alternative aircraft, trying to bring in wet lease aircraft, which are fully crewed aircraft, to try and operate some flights. But it's peak time. And that particular date, as they know, is a really, really busy date. So very difficult to source alternative aircraft.
Right. And how likely is it then that people coming to you who are where there was an Aer Lingus flight as part of their travel package and are looking for an alternative flight, how likely is it that you'll be able to find them any kind of alternative flight?
Well, I suppose that's where travel agents come into their own. I mean, they're using their expertise, their experience over many years, trying to just find, they use their main reservation system and all the dot com systems to find, if they can, alternatives by moving people maybe to go earlier or to push the holiday out a day or two and see what they can do. So travel agents have been working all night last night when they got the original list, and they're working all weekend now with their customers trying to get them reaccommodated however they can.
And are you looking at additional cost to consumers if you do have to rebook on an alternative airline on, you know, given the short notice, a more expensive flight?
Yeah, I mean, we have seen the flight prices go up. Aer Lingus are obviously refunding. If they can't reroute, they have to refund. And of course, people are due the EU 261 compensation because they've had less than the statutory notice for this. So they will be due that. Depending on where they're going, that compensation is either 250, 400 or 600 euro per person. So that will help to defray costs. If they've booked with the travel agent will rearrange their package for them or arrange a refund for them.
Right. Are you getting much contact from people who had booked directly but are now looking for travel agents to options? I mean, the advice we've heard so far to those people who've direct booked or indeed through a travel agent is not to cancel proactively their own flight to pursue a refund, to let that happen at the Aer Lingus end.
Absolutely, because if you do voluntarily cancel your flight, then you will forego your compensation because you have opted to cancel it. So I would say to people, look, let the flights cancel in the system and then make your decision. If you are booked with the travel agent, talk to your travel agent. Don't do anything yourself. Contact your travel agent. The travel agents are all trying to contact their clients at the moment. As you can understand, it's taking some time. They're working in departure date order. So I would also say if you're not traveling in the affected period at the moment, please try to be patient and wait till next week to contact your travel agent because they are working on departure dates. If you have booked on your own and you haven't booked with the travel agent, again, wait until your flight is cancelled and then go on and see what you can do. If you want to book something new, then obviously do do contact a travel agent. They'd be delighted to help you.
All right. There has been a fairly intense war of words between the two sides in this so far, but all disputes ultimately do come to an end with some form of compromise. So what's your own call on the parties to this?
Absolutely, Colm. As you know, we've been calling all week for sense to prevail. This dispute will be resolved. It has to be resolved one way or the other, sooner or later. And we're calling on the parties, please, on IALPA, on Aer Lingus, on Forsa, on all of them, to get together, sit down in a respectful, sensible manner and work this out. There is a solution out there. They just need to sit down and find it.
All right. Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Thanks very much for joining us on the line. Now, we're still joined in studio by Dublin Fingal TD for Labour, Duncan Smith, Party spokesperson on transport, Junior Minister and Green Party TD for Carlo Kilkenny, Malcolm Noonan and Sligo Leitrim Independent TD, Marian Harkin. Marian Harkin, to you first. The Minister for Enterprise has advised both sides to go to the WRC on this. He has the power to refer them, should he?
He absolutely should, because this, the implications of what's happening are enormous. And we've heard some of them there with the flights cancelled next week. People are, you know, talking about families going on holidays and the plans they've made, and the expectation, and all of that now is just up in the air. But remember, people fly for lots of reasons. They fly for work, for business, for weddings, for family, for funeral. It's, I mean, there's a whole load of things here, why, reasons why people fly, and all of them really matter in their daily lives. But I suppose, Colin, one of the things that I'm looking at is the impact on regional tourism. If, for example, the US market, which is the most important market for the Western seaboard, shall we say, one in four of every tourist that comes to Ireland is from the US. They stay longer and they spend more money, and crucially, they spend more time in the regions. If there is uncertainty, we don't need flights cancelled. We just need uncertainty about whether you can get here and whether you can get back. Then people will start to cancel, will start to look elsewhere, and that has a massive impact on the regions that are just beginning to come out of the post-COVID crisis, and the fact that a lot of the accommodation has not been available for the last 2 years because of the fact that Ukrainian refugees and other asylum seekers were staying in accommodation that was previously used for tourism. And the industry is trying to get back on its feet. And it doesn't need the cancellations. Right. It just needs the fear that it may happen. And that's why it's crucial that there has to be compromise. And the minister has to do what needs to be done. Not tomorrow, not the day after. It needs to be done today. Okay. This cannot continue.
Malcolm Noonan, Peter Burke, the Minister for Enterprise, has said he's urging Aer Lingus and the unions to get around the table and work out an agreement. The Workplace Relations Commission stand ready to facilitate engagement. It sounds like he's close to pulling the trigger on that and referring them to the WRC. How close is it to that?
Well, again, just to, first of all, I mean, I'm just reading about a family there who were wedding plans, travelling to Italy and thrown up in turmoil now. These stories are replicated all over the country with families making plans after a busy school year. And I'm just thinking of all of those at this time. And Minister Burke has been clear about that. I think that's what the industrial relations machinery are there for. Again, I would join with my government colleague in calling on both sides to re-engage in a spirit of openness and a desire.
Sure, but the pilots have said that there were talks for 22 months on this and no resolution was reached. So, I mean, has that been exhausted?
I don't think so. But, I mean, as you said yourself, all of these disputes come to an end. I think it requires a fresh engagement for both parties to come back to the table and try and resolve this and prevent the chaos that's about to ensue for travellers all over the country and for people travelling inward into Ireland. I think it's hugely important that that both parties would engage, IALPA and Aer Lingus, re-engage with the industrial relations machinery of the state.
All right, Duncan Smith, it's very far from resolution at the moment. We heard Aer Lingus referring to the action of the pilots as insidious and calculated to cause maximum damage. We hear IALPA accusing Aer Lingus of a campaign of antagonism against union members. So how far, in your estimation, is this from a resolution, and what would you call on both sides to do?
It seems further away than when the work to rule was announced. And I think the response from Aer Lingus management to the work to rule, I think, has been pretty disgraceful. They really have, with the letters they're sending to the IALPA executive team, and the increase in their own language, using words like insidious and disgraceful, they have brought this now, I think, further away from resolution than even Wednesday, which was far enough. I think Minister Burke needs to invoke, refer both parties to the WRC and do that. He doesn't need a run up to this. He needs to do it ASAP. There's huge reputational damage that's been done to our aviation sector over the last number of years for any number of reasons. We've had baggage issues, we've had issues in relation to Dublin Airport, but we're facing into another summer now of chaos. And all what the pilots are looking for here is parity with workers in other part with similar workers in other parts of the IAG group. And Aer Lingus have been putting up just barriers to further negotiation.
In terms of members of FORSA, which the Airline Pilots Association is a member of, their pay claims are far higher than any of the other than what any other person settled for. It's 24%, other people in the order of 10%.
There's still a gap, but I'm firmly of the belief that there's always a number that could be reached, but that will never be reached when management are sending threatening letters to a trade union's executive team. It can only be reached when you're around the table. Ultimately, the people who are losing here big time are the customers of Aer Lingus and the people trying to leave Ireland to go on holidays, or for the many other reasons, as the other deputies have outlined, or trying to come in and visit and spend their few bob in the country to help our tourism industry.
I'm sure Aer Lingus would disagree with the characterisation of threatening letters, but nonetheless, we're going to move on.